Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
Because the first step to training the human spirit is you've got to meditate the Word of God. Joshua 1:8 in the Amplified, listen to this. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written within it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely. I like that word. That's the key I'm looking for. Then you shall deal wisely and have good success. When you meditate what? How, then you're able to deal. Now, if I don't meditate the Word, the way I see things, the way I process thought, the way my soul functions might not be according to the wisdom of God, and it may not be accurate. I might think it's good to be lazy. I might think it's okay to rob God. I might think it's okay to come home and let my hair down and flesh out before my family because I'm tired and I worked hard all day. I may think that these things are not going to affect me. I might think I can live a selfish life and only think about myself. I might think I can never lead anybody to the Lord, never care anything about anybody, never pray about anybody but me, and I might think I'm going to heaven. But if I want to have good success and deal wisely in life, I've got to meditate the Word of God so I will think His thoughts. The Bible says His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, His ways are higher than our ways. We need to get His thoughts. We need to begin to pray, God, show me myself how you see me. And we'll see that, I need to make some adjustments, some major adjustments, because I may be thinking more highly of myself than I ought, which God commands us don't think more highly of myself than I ought, but I might be thinking more highly. And I might need to realize I need to make some adjustments. Meditating the Word of God will change you from the inside out. It will shape and fashion you in the image of Christ that you will actually be called and look like and be known as a Christian. But apart from meditating that Word, you won't change. You'll be so-called, went down the altar, confessed Jesus Christ, and I'm supposedly saved, but you're still carnal. If you're even saved, you're still carnal. It takes renewing the mind to change the person. And if I don't renew my mind in the process of meditating the Word of God and training my human spirit, my mind thinks funny. And if it thinks funny, I can't hear the voice of spirit because I don't know what it would say. Now, one thing that's been a safeguard to me is the spirit and the word always agree. And when somebody come to you talk about some experience, I had somebody come and try to explain to me that they got saved and they never confessed Jesus Lord and blah, 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 and that you don't have to confess Jesus to be Lord. You don't have to confess yourself. You don't confess any of that to be saved. I said, well, how did you get saved? God just saved me. I said, based on what word did he save you? Well, Paul on road to Damascus, God saved him. He didn't confess. I said, they don't say what happened to Paul when Paul went to Ananias' house for them 3 or 4 weeks. Lo, Jesus came down and he said, who is it? And so forth. And his heart to kick against the pricks. And then this thing went off to Ananias' house before he even came out preaching again. You don't know what went on there. But I know Paul himself. And I told the guy, you're using Paul as an example. And Paul's the one who wrote Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth, Lord God Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart to be saved. Paul wrote it. I think we know what Paul believes. Now, you're assuming Paul didn't get saved through confession of Jesus Christ, Lord. You're assuming it. But Paul tells you the way to get saved is confession of Jesus Christ. I assume if that's what he said you have to do, he did it. That's more reasonable believe than to talk about Paul got saved and he didn't confess. If you don't have the word, you're wrong. Let God be true and every man be a liar, no matter what he thinks to believe. If somebody come to you saying something you know doesn't line up the word, they are deceived, deluded, and lying at best. We must meditate the word of God because the word of God will give us the safe guide because the Bible says there are many voices and none are without significance. Test the spirits and see whether they be of God. How do you test them? Whether they line up with the word or not. if what you're saying in line with word, I can't really trust that. Now, when you train your human spirit, God will begin to speak to you. He will never say anything to you from God that disagrees with the word, but he'll say things to you that's not in the word. When the Lord says, my son, you're faithful and just in your service to me, and I call you minister my word, I didn't find that in the Bible. But a voice came and spoke that, and I had to determine, is that God or not? But I had enough word in me, and I had been trained enough in the word that I could recognize the voice of God speaking to me, although it's not written anywhere that God would call me to the ministry. It's not written anywhere when God spoke to me and said, you've been faithful. Now I want you to go to West Palm Beach and I want you to start a church, a full gospel Pentecost church that starts, teaches the word of God in a way it can be easy understood and incorporated in a believer's life. I don't have anywhere in the Bible where it says that. But I have been, my spirit was trained that I recognized the voice of God and I knew it was God telling me to do that. And when I acted on it, it's just like the voice said. And it's been to the benefit of people hearing the gospel, not so you can tell by the fruit what the tree is. You know a tree by the fruit it bears? The fruit of what was said to me proved out that was God by it caused the body of Christ to grow. Satan is not doing anything because the house divided against itself won't stand.
Hello, this is Robert Cook inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Now, I want you to go to West Palm Beach and I want you to start a church, a full gospel Pentecost church that starts, teaches the word of God in a way it can be easy understood and incorporated in a believer's life. I don't have anywhere in the Bible where it says that. But I have been, my spirit was trained that I recognized the voice of God and I knew it was God telling me to do that. And when I acted on it, it's just like the voice said. And it's been to the benefit of people hearing the gospel, not so you can tell by the fruit what the tree is. You know a tree by the fruit it bears? The fruit of what was said to me proved out that was God by it caused the body of Christ to grow. Satan is not doing anything because the house divided against itself won't stand. But I had to take those steps of faith. I had to train my human spirit. I had to make sure and know enough word to know, no, that's against the word. Or, well, no, that could line up with the word. That could. There's nothing in the word against that. So I got to test it and see. Let me walk out the land. Let me do what I need to do. And Helen and I said, we're going to West Palm Beach. We're going to go walk out the land. We planned a vacation here. We came here and we just stayed here for 3 or 4 days. We drove from, you know, up and down the coast all the way down to Miami. Just God, we believe you told us to come here. And we're here. We're visiting. We ain't packed our stuff up and moved. We're testing the spirit. I said, Helen, I was in aisle 17 at Rhema working the forklift, working in the ministry, and the ministry helps. And the Lord spoke to me and said, next year is the year we prepared ourselves, we've equipped ourselves. He sent us to West Palm Beach to go start the church and blah, blah, blah. And I said, she said, okay, well, if that's God. And I said, but let's go down there and let's just walk out the land. And we went down there and God spoke to me. I was on the beach and God said, and it wasn't because of the beach, because I could live at the beach anytime. But the Lord said, I was there quiet on the beach, and the Lord said, this is home. He just dropped that in my spirit. This is where you're to come and start, just like he had dropped in my spirit while I was going to Rhema. But my spirit was already trained so I could receive the direction of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the mature sons of God. Not led by spirits, led by the Spirit of God. Some folks are led by spirits to jump in that crazy middle service. We had a lady once, she used to do that. She'd just get up and go stand against the wall and just stare at the wall right in the middle of service. Everybody quits listening to me preaching. They start looking at her. Well, what is she doing? Now, either the Holy Spirit is ministering through me or he's ministering through her, but everybody's looking at her. And I asked her later when I asked her to stop doing that. I said, why do you think God would have you doing that, sister? I got to obey the Spirit, Pastor. Why do you think God would have you do that? Do you believe that I'm full of the Holy Spirit and I'm ministering? Oh, yeah, Pastor, you're anointed of God. I said, well, when you do that, they quit listening to what I'm saying and they start watching you. Now, what are you ministering to them standing up there with your face against the wall, walking around in the middle of service? What are you ministering, sister? Well, I just know what God told me. See, there ain't no word. Ain't no word. Ain't no rationale. I'll show you the word that I have authority in this house, not you. I'll show you the word that the pastor is the shepherd here, not the sheep. Do you have any word saying you're the pastor? Now, I'm going to ask you as nice as I can, remain seated. And she waited a few weeks and took off again. Needless to say, she's not here anymore. We didn't put her out. We just prayed and began to believe God, and we talked to her, and one time we talked to her, one time too many, I guess. She said she's tired of it. They don't know the spirit of God, and she had to be free. So we set her free. She's free to roam the country. Do what she wants to do. She was not led of God. That was not the spirit of God, and she wouldn't yield to a reproof. And I went on because I loved her and had favor for her. I gave her like 5 months of every now and then jumping up doing crazy stuff. And that was way too long, but I was a young pastor then. Right now, I see that a few times, and you gone or you sitting down. That's it. I love you with the love of the Lord, but I can love you as well on the other side of that door as I can this side of the door. I love you, but I can't have you distracting what's going on and people are flowing in the flesh. She was not hearing from God because as many as are led by the Spirit will line up with the Word. And the Spirit agrees. Either you agree he's ministering to me and people will be listening to the Word coming forth, or he's ministering to you standing up there staring at the wall. You see what I'm saying? That's not hard to judge. But you go to the Word for guidance. You go to the Word. We must meditate to obtain spiritual wisdom. You cannot develop spiritual wisdom without meditating the Word. Now, that's new to some of us. You cannot develop spiritually without meditating the Word. That doesn't mean I went to church and I heard it. You do no meditation of any kind of substance during a service because you're busy listening to the next thing men say it. You might pause for a minute and say, that's good, but that's not meditating enough. You got to go home and pull out your notes, go to those scriptures and think upon and mutter and meditate what was said. Meditation is to think upon, to mutter to oneself, to recite to oneself, to rehearse. This book of the law. How do you get revelation out of a scripture? You meditate it. The first time I read Joshua 1:8, I was like, oh, that's nice, and kept reading. But one point I start saying, this book of the law, what is the book of the law? It's the Bible. This Bible, what is the Bible? The Word of God. The Word of God shall not cease to depart. Depart, that doesn't make sense. If I don't speak it, I don't let it depart. So I had to get some concordance and look up some things. Oh, okay, in King James 16:11, Elizabethan English, that means will stay being spoken out of your mouth, not come out of your mouth. Oh, okay. Meditation gives revelation. There's no revelation apart from meditation. You can get all kind of inspiration from people talking, and you get all kind of perspiration from people whooping and hollering. But remember, perspiration and inspiration never equal revelation. Revelation comes through meditation. And you begin to think on what the person said, what's in the Word of God. This book of the law, the Bible, the Word of God shall not cease or stop being in my mouth. Well, if it doesn't stop, I got time to say nothing that's against the Word. Well, that, I remember the Word, I meditate in Philippians, you know, if things are good, lovely, pure, of a good report, think on those things, let your mouth be filled with grace and speak the Word of God. Okay, all that's working together. I'm getting revelation right now.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the Word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in Equestrian.